Hello, 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 everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and we're going to go ahead and go more in depth over the five keys for the past 5 days on why mindset mastery is vital to your success. Remember, I told you that there were five key reasons why it's important for you to be able to master your mindset. And the five keys was developing a healthy self-esteem, formulating a winning perspective, harnessing drive, facing adversity, and achieving the underlying goal. And I told you we're going to go more in depth on self-esteem because a lot of people have a lot of problem with that. Because like I told you before, in order to be successful in anything, you have to tackle your mindset and you have to tackle your self-esteem. And like I said before, you know, mindset is a strong and positive one. It's essential to developing your healthy self-esteem. We're going to start off by the definition of self-esteem. Self-esteem is an individual's subjective evaluation of their own worth. Self-esteem encompasses beliefs about oneself, as well as emotional states such as triumph, despair, pride, and shame. That's the definition of self-esteem. Now, can you work towards getting better self-esteem? Yes, you can. And it is possible to grow a healthy self-esteem. Here's a few things that you can do. Communication is one of the most important things there is when it comes to helping someone build a healthy self-esteem. And communication, as you know, can be verbal, but it can also be nonverbal. Regardless of which one, it's important to keep this in mind and important that communication as a tool will have an impact on another self-esteem level. Now, when you're trying to build your self-esteem and grow a healthier self-esteem, first thing you have to do is identify your troubling conditions or situations. You know, think about the condition of situations that seem to deflate your self-esteem. Once you've done that, you need to become aware of your thoughts and beliefs. Do you realize a lot of times, a lot of things that you think about, you don't realize is really self-sabotaging and actually works against your self-esteem and what you think your worth is? So once you become aware of your beliefs and once you've identified troubling situations, pay attention to your own thoughts about them, because you can put a lot of thoughts in your own mind that can stop you from doing anything in life. Because what you put in is what you're going to believe. If you don't believe you're worthy, then you're not going to be worthy. Challenge negative or inaccurate thinking. Your initial thoughts might not be the only way to view a situation. So, you know, test the accuracy of your thoughts. And remember, I told you before, whenever you get a negative thought, change it to a positive thought and watch how your life will change thereafter. And also adjust your thoughts and beliefs. If you believe you can, you can. So I hope this helped you out a little bit with building on your self-esteem and being able to identify what's going on so you can see why your self-esteem is deflated. Now, like I told you, we're going to be going more in depth on a lot of the five steps. And there are ways to help improve your self-esteem. And we just went over a couple of ways because, you know, you have to identify a lot of things that's, you know, causing you to go there in life. There's quite a few steps that you can use to help with improving your self-esteem. And like I told you, you need to be mindful. We can't change something if we don't recognize that there's something to change. By simply becoming aware of our negative self-talk, which I told you about, we begin to distance ourselves from feelings that it brings up. This also enables us to identify with them less. Without this awareness, we can easily fall into the trap of believing our self-limiting talk. And as meditation, we need to get that meditation in us to say, we believe, or I know I can. So tomorrow, we're going to go a little bit more in depth, as I said before, on the five key reasons why mindset mastery is vital to your success. And formulating a winning perspective, that's a big key as well. So we're going to dive a little bit more deeper into that as well and try and understand why we need to formulate a winning perspective, which also comes back to the self-esteem, what you put in your mind and what you think of yourself. So I thank you very much for joining me today on another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. And I hope you join me tomorrow again at 8 o'clock, and we'll be going over more in depth of the second step of formulating a winning perspective, which also goes together with self-esteem. Thank you so much for joining. I'm Coronda Glover. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.